好，诸位菩萨，阿弥陀佛，早安。今天很冷吼，所以很欢喜大家在这么冷的天气，还可以走到这里来。而且今天调时差，大家少睡了一个小时，有没有？
Hi, good morning everyone and the Facebook friends. So, Omitofo, it's super cold today, as you know, and I'm very happy you can come. And today we start the daylight saving, so I really appreciate that you come early.
我们上次讲是两个礼拜前，还记得我们上次讲的是什么吗？忘记了，我们上次讲的是参禅的先决条件，还记得是什么吗？没有人敢记得哦，你有做笔记来分享我们上礼拜讲的是什么？参禅的先决条件是除妄想，对不对？哦，哎，要怎么样放下妄想？哦，上次有提到一句话，教我们大家怎么样放下妄想是什么？万缘放下嘛，对不对？一念不生，是不是？其实今天就我们就要讲的就是这个主题啊，哦，这很重要，哦。
So the last time we had the talk on the essence of practicing Chan is 2 weeks ago. Does anyone remember what we talked about? So we talked about the prerequisite of the essence of practicing Chan, and so with the Fashu's reminder, so our Bodhisattva was able to recall that 2 weeks ago. We talk about the prerequisite of Chan practice includes letting go of wandering thoughts and putting down all entangling conditions, which brings us to what the topic today, put down all entangling conditions.
好，我以为刚刚大家都有看到我的小抄，应该是说大抄，现在有看到了吗？哦，那其实我们今天就是要讲说，从虚云老和尚这篇参禅法要讲到第二个，第二个段落，就是告诉我们怎么样万缘放下，那它原文就是“万缘放下，一念不生，是参禅的先决条件。”那我们既然知道了，那要怎么做呢？他就告诉我们有两种，把我们他把大约分了，我们有两种根性的人。第一个根性的是上上上上根的人，上焉者一念永歇。直至无生，顿证菩提，毫无水说。其实这个就跟我们上次讲的，当佛陀其实在教我们怎么样修行的，其实一刚开始就上次也有一句话，还记得吗？告诉我们怎么放下的那一句话，还是歇即菩提，是不是？在讲这个"歇"字的时候，是不是就是在教我们要怎么放下？
So I want to start with reading the original text of Master Xuying's talk of the essence of practicing Chan. We're coming to the second paragraph, which is put down all, excuse me, all entangling conditions. Put down all entangling conditions. Let not one thought arise is a prerequisite for the practice of Chan. Now that we know this, how do we accomplish this? The best practitioner, one of the superior abilities, the ones with, you know, the superior karmic roots, they can stop all thoughts forever, arrive directly at the condition of non-arising, and instantly experience Bodhi. Such a person is not entangled by anything. So like we talked about last time, stopping or cessation is Bodhi. So such people with superior karmic roots, they were able to become enlightened after hearing one sentence like that.虽然随着随顺着因缘呈现任何的现象，可是我们只要不染着，没有所谓的分别执着心的话，我们在行住坐卧随顺因缘，该做什么就做什么，可是心没有两样，不起心动念。这个我们起的心是什么？我们常常凡夫，我们起的心是什么？烦恼心、执着心、分别心。可是佛菩萨在因缘当下，他们起的心是什么？他们不是所谓的像我们所谓的不起心动念。这个不起心动念不是说他就这样什么事情都不做了，或什么因缘来了，他也觉得说没有不需要他去做任何事，不是。我们所谓的我们起的那个心，我们心还是有作用的，可是我们的这个作用呈现的是什么？慈悲跟智慧。可是我们凡夫呈现的是什么？烦恼、执着、分别、爱、贪、嗔、痴，对不对？那就是我们跟佛菩萨不一样的。可是我们只要能够当机立断放下我们的执着心、分别心，那我们现现成成，跟佛菩萨是一模一样的。So I want to talk in more detail about the fact that enlightenment is instant. So those practitioners, they stop all thoughts forever, arrive directly at condition of non-arising, and instantly experience Bodhi. So last time, as we talked about last time, when Shakyamuni Buddha get enlightened under the Bodhi tree, he proved that everybody can become Buddha instantly if you're willing to stop all your wandering thoughts and all your attachments, if you have that determination to let go, to stop and to discover your true mind. So Master Xu Ying, in his other talks, he actually said that enlightenment or becoming Buddhi is instant. If you say, oh, I have to practice to get there, it's actually outer path or demon's talk. Because so all of us sentient beings, we have the same mind that the Buddha have. It's just for us, the mind present display as the impurities and the mind with distinguished opinions. But if we were able to stop it and letting it go, and every moment when we're walking, when we're stopping, when we sit, when we sleep, our mind is no different from the enlightened Buddha's mind. If we were able to stop this thought, this thought of vexations and attachments, this stop is different. So I want to clarify, this stopping is different from not thinking about anything. So for enlightened Buddha, they still think, their mind still have effect when chances, when causes and conditions come, they still do the things that they need to contribute. But every mind, their mind manifests wisdom and compassion, versus for our sentient being, ordinary sentient beings, we have greedy, hatred, and ignorance manifested. So if we were able to have that determination to letting go of that attachment and distinguishing mind, we are no different from the enlightened Buddha.
那这个讲的一念永歇，讲的是上焉者，那就是很有善根的人，就像当初佛陀跟一位比丘讲，善来比丘，他就怎样自己虚法堕落，对不对？那我们可能现在听到那句话什么感觉都没有，对不对？那现在叫我们马上能够一念永歇，就能够一念永歇吗？做得到吗？做不到。所以祖师们很慈悲，就告诉我们说啊，我们一念永歇做不到，那还有其他的方法。那下一个告诉我们的就是什么？能够其次这以理处事，告诉我们很多的道理，方法，然后让我们慢慢的去理解，怎么样去放下这些所有的妄想执着。
So, we just talked about the ones with superior karmic roots, superior abilities, and now we want to talk about the next best kind of practitioner. What they do is So for most of people, we can't do the first kind where you just instantly get enlightened. There are stories of, Bhikshu Shanlai who gets enlightened after Buddha give him one sentence. But for most of us, we use the next best kind, which is use theory, use principle, use methods to cut off phenomena.
所以这里讲的以理处事，就是告诉我们一些原理，来告诉我们说，诶，这所有的我们所产生的所有的妄想执着到底是怎么回事，然后我们用这样子的我们所谓的道理原理，然后再加上方法， 哦、我们可以怎么样来消除我们这些妄想执着，然后能够真正的了知到我们自己的本来自信就是清净的、哦、那这边讲到说诶，有用这样子的道理原理来告诉我们怎么样除现象，除我们看到的这些所有的现象。那 现象是怎样？因缘和合吗？随起随灭的，对不对？因缘聚合了它就显现，因缘消失了它就怎样？消灭了，现象就消灭了。可是我们常常是执着在这个现象，我们认为它都一直是存在的，对不对？哦、我们认为我们的念头就是这样子、哦、认为我们有这个身体它就是这样子，对不对？实实在在有这个身体，我们就会变成是起很大的执着心，一直执着我们的身体，执着我们的念头，执着我们的想法，执着我们看到的现象，执着我们的家人，执着我们的什么种种、哦、跟我们有关系的东西，我们就一直执着它、哦、可是这边讲到，凡如果我们可以利用这些道理，这些原理来让我们去了解现象真实的本性是什么，然后去看到我们自性中本来清净的那一颗佛性，就可以去了解到所有的烦恼，我们讲有烦恼，有菩提，有生死涅槃，这些都是什么？假名施舍。透过这样子的现象，我们给它的一个名字，给它一个 label，可是这些 label 都是一种方便、哦、它只是一个方便来告诉我们这些有这些现象，可是它背后它的本性其实也是什么？空的、哦、跟我这个自信、哦、不相干、哦、所谓的不相干的是什么意思？它跟空性，我们的自信是不是其实本在讲的，其实是不是就是也是在讲空性、哦、它跟我们的空性其实它是一个东西，可是它又不会阻碍它。这里所谓的相关是讲的是它是现象，是随因缘和起灭，有现象的存在，可是它不跟我的自信这个空性是产生障碍的。
So for this next best kind of practitioner, we use theory, we use methods and principles to help you understand this self nature is pure. We use the principle to cut off phenomena and realize self nature is originally pure.So how do we cut off phenomena? So for phenomena, we need to use principle to realize these are illusory. They appear and disappear because of causes and conditions. And it's not always existing and permanent and never changing.For a lot of us ordinary sentient beings, we think our mind is forever and permanent. We think our body is forever and permanent. And you just feel like, oh, it's so real, it's there. But what we need to realize is, my body and my mind, my family,all these are phenomena, and these are not permanent, versus our true self nature, our Buddha nature, the one that has no vexations, that is the nature we need to realize. Everythingelse, the phenomena, life and death, these are all labels we put on things. These are false. These are this convenience method we use to help you realize the emptiness, of phenomena. And the emptiness of the phenomena is irrelevant to your self nature. And they shouldn't hinder you, your pure self nature. The phenomena just come and go. They appear and disappear with the causes and conditions, and they shouldn't obstruct your original pure self nature.
所以这边其实这篇它其实还蛮白话的，其实我相信大家都看的，从它的原文里面其实应该就很清楚了。它这里讲到事事物物皆是梦幻泡影，所以任何的事任何的物它呈现都是因缘嘛，因缘的起灭，因缘法，其实它就像梦，就像幻，就像水上的泡影，然后就像光中的影子。
So if you can understand the Chinese text here, I encourage you to read the original text. It's pretty self-explanatory. It talks about all things are dreams and illusions like bubbles or reflections. All things are very illusory like shadows and lights.
而且他这里也特别提到说，我们四大合合的这个色身，山河大地，所以我们现在看到的，你可以看到的东西，是不是都是四大合合的？是吗？那在这个自信中，这个四大合合的东西，它一定是都是在怎样，不断的，它没有一刻不是在怎样，生住异灭，就像海中的浮偶一样，随起随灭。无爱本体，所以这个其实就像国行法师一直讲的，海跟什么波浪，这里讲的海是讲什么？对，就是讲我们自信，这个自信那个海，它都是海啊，都是水，对不对？可是因为我们的攀缘心，因为我们的执着，我们的分别，就开始兴风作浪，对不对？就开始有很多的浪头来了，甚至还有海啸，都来了，对不对？就把我们自己本来清净的那个看，就因为这些浪的起起灭灭，不断的来，因为我们的起心动念不断的来，让你已经看忙的来不应付这些浪头，你已经来不及看到水的本身了，你已经没有心思去直视这个本性的东西，就忙着应付这些浪，所以我们已经忙得喘不过气来了，就因为这些浪头，我们已经在边沉沉浮浮，在找空间可不可以呼吸，这样对不对？
So to understand all things are dreams and illusions like bubbles or reflections, we can observe within self nature, our bodies made up of the four great earth element itself are illusory, are like bubbles in the sea, arising and disappearing. So our abbot, Venerable Guoxing has a great metaphor. We're like the waves in the ocean. And so our true self nature is like the water itself. And our minds are like these waves. And because we keep grasping, we keep having attachment andSo we're so busily entangled in grasping things, we're too busy to realize this true self nature is water itself. It's so pure. We're just so absorbed in the rising and falling of waves and just going with the waves instead of realizing that true self nature is the water itself. It's,the vast ocean.
所以我们如果了解，我们这个四大，这个所以我们看到除了山河大地，所有的物质现象，甚至我们的心念都是这样子起起灭灭的， 哦。
So,
那我们如果了解到这一点，我们的心，哦，如果还因为这样子升起喜欢、讨厌、哦、执着、哦、舍不得、哦、这样子，我们是不是就是在跟我们自己打架嘛？对不对？哈、哦，好累，对，好累哈。
哦、so, if we were able to understand the four earth elements that made up of our body are just like the matters that form the landscape, the mountains, the rivers, the earth.And it just comes and goes, it appears and disappears. And if we were able to realize, then we were able to realize that if we have attachments and likings or hatings or attachments and can't letting go, it's like fighting with yourself.
哦、所以我们既然知道了，我们就、哦、不要随着这些，我们其实就是随着因缘而起的所有的这些幻象、哦、而产生种种的分别执着、哦、喜欢讨厌种种 的执着心攀缘心，我们就要这里去老师讲说，我们就要学着、哦、通身放下，如死人一样、哦，通身放下，如死一样。哦、死人的状况是什么样子？他只剩下什么？哦，对，一个死尸、哦、就是这样子。谁拖着死尸在走？就剩下一个死尸，他还有没有所谓的六根？哦，他可能还有这个。如果说死人，当他还没有真的这个身体还没有腐化之前，他可是他的六根已经不起作用了，对不对？那他不起作用，他有没有办法跟外境的六尘相接触，就没有办法，那、啊、这样也就不起六识了，对不对？哦，所以他在我们这个色身还能够运作的时候，我们练习着怎么像死人一样，把这些所有六根、六尘、六识的作用把它放下来，自然。根尘是心消落，那我们就不会这样起贪嗔痴慢疑。
So if we were able to distinguish, and if we were able to see that we shouldn't have preference or discrimination from these illusory phenomena, then like,What one venerable master said, we should be able to renounce this whole body and be just like a dead body. So what does it mean? It means that we were able to not having the six sense organs and to not have the six senses and...be able to renounce this discriminating mind.
可是要因为我们的六根、哦、还是非常的活跃、哦、非常的活跃，那怎么样练习到我们让我们六根能够怎样收摄，对不对？那就是要有方法嘛、哦，我们不可能像死人一样的，我们还是要看，还是要听、哦、还是会有触觉、哦、对不对、哦、还是要吃东西、哦、怎样念头还是会起来、哦、我们不可能完全像死人一样嘛，对不对、哦、啊，那要怎么办做到像死人一样？有没有任何的想法？我们要怎么练习放下？我们不可能说不看、不听、不吃、不触嘛，对不对？哈、哦。
So to be able to abandon these six sense organs, so as ordinary living sentient beings, we cannot yet do this. So what we need to do is practice. We need to practice letting go. As ordinary sentient beings, it's almost impossible for us to not eat, not have thoughts arising. So how are we able to have the sixth sense diminished?
怎么练习放下？诶，我相信大家都上过这个课程，讲到十二因缘，对不对哈？十二因缘就可以让我们练习嘛。十二因缘是什么？无名、行、名色、行识、名色六路、触、受、爱、取、有、生、老死，对不对齁？啊，我们都一样，时时刻刻我们都在互动，都在跟进接触齁。啊，怎么样利用十二因缘里面去练习？从哪里？我们刚刚讲到，我们不可能不看、不听、不吃，对不对？哈、哦，可是你看了、听了、吃了之后，怎样？你一定，你可能还触了之后，还会有什么受嘛？哈、哦，那起了受了之后，怎样？啊，下一个就是什么爱嘛？哈、哦，啊，受可不可以？受一定可能很直觉的，受可能起来的受是还蛮中性的，对不对？可是你那个中性的时候，你怎么样变成不中性？你一定起心去攀缘、去执着、去讨厌、去喜欢的。所以怎样练习？你在有了触、有了受之后，就怎样？不讨厌、不喜欢，很简单的嘛，对不对？哈，就是。不要去给他起分别，不要起分别，所以我们看到了就是看到了，我们不要去给他太多的形容、比较、分别。哦，听到了、吃到了，就是吃到了。哦，我们还是有这个色身，还这个因缘当下，我们色身还是在的时候，外在的现象也都是还是在的时候。我们还是要在这个时空环境里面，因为我们的因缘让我们在这里，我们有我们需要去做的事情。可是我们在做这些事情的时候，我们练习怎样就做因缘要求我们去做，可是不要把什么放进去。对，不要把这个自我的分别心放在那里面，不要产生，我们还是要有处，还是要有行动嘛，齁，所有的行为现象要该显现的它还是要显现，可是我们练习不要把我们自己因为六根六尘六识产生所有的爱分别执着放在里面。嗯，
So in order to let go of our six senses, I want to introduce this theory of the 12 causes and conditions. And so the 12 causes and conditions includes phases that loosely translated to ignorance, action, conscious, the six senses, phone and names,
and six entries,
contact,
sensation, grasping, right?
Okay.
爱，取，
取有，
取。取的英文翻成什么 discriminate or some No, 取是 grasping, 爱是 desire or attachment.
有。
有是英文是翻译。Possess? No. 有的英文是要怎么办？ Possess?
So, sorry, let me just clear it up. The 12 cause and conditions are loosely translated to ignorance, action, conscious, feng, name, six entries, and contact, sensation, attachments, grasping,And there's the last term, I'll look it up and get back to you guys. But yeah. So the 12 causes and conditions are different phases that we, our thoughts get into contact into the phenomenon. And so in order to...abandon and diminish the six senses, the phases that we need to focus on is the phase involving contact and the phase involving sensation and the phase involving attachment. So for us practitioners, we need to use methods so which phase should we focus on?So for us, it's very hard to get rid of the contact part. We are in contact of the environment all the time. We need to eat. We have thoughts arise. The sensation parts is a bit hard. We will have sense too. But the next phase, the attachmentpart, we can use methods and principles to try to diminish it, to tame it, to let it go. So how do we do it? So for things that we like, we try not to develop too much attachment to it. For things that we don't like so much, we try not to develop hatred against it. So for every phenomenon we encounter in life, we try to not discriminate against it, try to describe it, try to use all sorts of adjective to, labeling it.So that's what we need to practice, to not put discrimination mind into everything, every phenomenon in life, to not have so many attachments.
所以如果我们可以练习着把我们这些身体上的所有痛痒苦乐饥寒饱暖然后很在意的融入生死，祸福吉凶，毁誉得伤，安危现役，一概的都能够置之度外，不要把它放在心上，这样才能够叫做放下。等于说，所有跟所谓的 label 成跟我有关系的东西，甚至是觉得认为是我的，这个能够都练习把这个我其实这讲的其实就是在练习怎么样把我放下，这样才叫做放下。而且这个放下是一放下一切都放下，而且是要永远放下，而不是说啊，我现在练习我这个时间啊，我觉得我不执着了，这件事情我已经不执着了，只是这件事情这段时间过后不执着了，可是后来可能久久时间过去了又想起来了，心里还是会波动嘛，对不对？ 这叫做放下了吗？可能不是，哦，所以这里讲到你所谓的放下是要一切放下，而且是永永远远的都要放下，这才叫做万缘放下。
So, and by letting go, we want to go a little bit more in detail. What we mean is, no matter what condition you're in sensation of pain or suffering, or in sensation of pleasure, in condition of safety or in dangerous condition, whatever condition we're in,we should be able to letting go of the mind of what does this has to do with me. We try to let go of self. And this letting go, the very important part is you let it go forever. A lot of times we don't think about something. And then after a while, we think back andWith our mind have so much emotions and emotions swings like long after that. That's not letting go. Letting go means letting go of everything and forever.
哦，所以这里讲到，如果你真的能够万缘放下了，然后你的妄想自然就能够消除。你的分别执着就能够不起，好，能够自然的远离它。然后如果能够做到这样子，一念不生，那你的自性就自然的显现了。那你这样子到这个时候，你的参禅的条件才是真正的具备了。所以我们其实在讲说，我们现在都已经在开始在参禅了，在禅修了。我们可能连门都还没跨进去，完完全全的跨进去的哈，然后我们参禅的条件都还没有完全的具备了。他说，要能够做到这样子，你参禅条件具备，你在用功真实参就，明心见性才有你的份。哦。
So when all these phenomena are renounced, our wandering thoughts, our wrong thoughts.Disappear and discrimination does not arise and attachment is left behind. So when these thoughts no longer arise and the brightness of self-nature manifests itself completely, so only at that time you will have fulfilled the necessary condition for chan practice. Then you can use hard workyour sincere practice to illuminate the mind and see into your true nature. A lot of times we hear in Chan Hall, we say, oh, we were practicing Chan, but a lot of times we haven't fulfilled the conditions for Chan practice according to Master Xu Yun's standard.
好，其实他这一段就大概就是到这边，哦，那其实他这边这一段里面主要讲的，其实最重要就是要教我们做什么事情，放下啊，放下，哦，啊，怎么放下？现在如果告诉请大家去想想，你能够放下什么？能够放下什么？能够放下你的钞票放得下吗？先问最现实的问题，钞票可不可以放下？你说钞票不稀奇吗？我在赚就有了，对不对？好，所以这些外在的物质可能要放下还蛮容易的，对不对？哦，可是有时候变成一种习惯，要真的放下，哦，真的还要下一点功夫呢，是不是？哦。
So let's talk about letting go or putting down. So what does it mean? What do you do to let go? So let's start with something basic and easy. Are you willing to let go your cash, your money? So maybe some of you will say you can be able to earn it back. The thing is, we talk about letting go here all the time. We talk about putting down. But when you actually go into the actual practice of letting these materials, even those materials, go, it's hard for you to start to do.
So 外在的东西，慢慢的练习，哦，我们说，哦，我们开始修行的练习，让我们的生活变得是比较能够少欲知足的，哦，所以这个少欲知足其实另外一个看角度，其实就是在练习，我们练习放下嘛。我们其实生活中最容易做到是师父在108自在语里面常讲到什么样，想要的太多，需要其实真正的不多，哦，这就是练习怎么样去过少欲知足的生活，哦，我们这个色身，我们需要一定的东西能够维持它可以运作，那这些东西需要的，哦，我们可以要，可是当这个需要的已经满足了之后，再多的东西就变成是什么，常常是我们想要，哦，那我们这个的想要，我们就会满足了。你们可以去观察，我们可能就是啊，去要到了这个东西啊，我觉得说，哎，好像不错，然后下次就会想要再怎么样，更多，哦，甚至是想要更好的，是不是这样子？哦，我们的心常就是一直在追求，我们这个想要的这个心，哦，好像一个无底洞，这一项满足了，哦，马上另外一项就跑出来，所以你就不断的在填补这些想要的洞，哦，那我们其实会发现，如果说你有时候看看大部分人，我们在这个生命里面好像在追求然后要去满足的东西，好像就是一个永远永远没有办法真正的满足，因为那些东西都是什么，他们真正的想要的那个东西都是什么。都是欲望，那只欲望就像滚雪球一样，会越滚越大，可是他们同时没有去看到这个欲望的本身，它本来就是什么，它就是无常，不断在变化的，哦，所以你怎么样想要去满足它，你那颗心就好，就永远是没有办法被满足的，你就会一直像白老鼠一样在这个怎样这个笼子里面就一直跑一直跑一直跑，可是永远跑不到他想要那个地方。
So by putting down and letting go, we can practice in our daily life. We can practice to tame our desire, to have less desire and be grateful, be fulfilled for what we have. So our Shifu has one saying, what we want is a lot. What we actually need is not a lot. For our body to maintain operating, we need certain materials to keep it going. But any more than that, it's not really necessary. But for a lot of us, we keep desiring for new things. Our mind just can't be satisfied. It just goes after the next thing we want. Our mind, our heart is like a bottomless hole. You fill it with one thing you want, then you started wanting another thing. There's never a time when it feels truly, fully fulfilled. So we need to observe what is it that we truly want. If we observe our desire, it's like a hamster in this wheeled case. They never get fulfilled. So if we observe the desire itself, we see that it's impermanent. It keeps changing and it can never be fulfilled. So that's what we need to observe and be mindful of.
所以这里其实前面刚刚有讲到说，我们练习要放下我们这个四大的色身啊，放下其他的。那所谓的放下色身是什么意思？你说那我的命不要了，是这样子的意思吗？要你们放下你们这一个生命，你们愿意吗？不愿意，可是总有一天还是要放下的呢，这很现实哦。哦，每个人都有一天要碰到那个时刻，你要能够放下，因为无常啊。对，我们 New Jersey 最近有一个菩萨的儿子，哦，突然中风，很年轻，才40岁左右，哦，49岁，真的来得非常非常的没有预警，非常的无常。那他自己也没想到嘛，那如果这个时刻发生在你身上，你会用什么样的心去面对这件事情？你愿意接受吗？因为他还很年轻，他觉得他还有很多事，而且他还有小孩，还很小，哦，还有家庭，他可能觉得说他还有很多事情他还没有完成。如果这个当下这个无常马上就发生在你身上的时候，你愿意去接受，愿意去面对他吗？
So like we talked about previously, we talked about putting down and letting go of this physical body that's made up of the four great earth element. So how do we do that? How do we actually do that? Are we actually willing to let go of our body? Are we willing to let go of our life? Are you...ready? Are you ready? Are you willing? But the thing is, it's not even the question of if you're willing or not. There will be a day when you have to let go and put down your life and your body. And when that moment arises, are you able to let go and putting it down? It's a very practical question.One of our Bodhisattva, his son is around 49 and had a stroke last week. And it's so sudden. And nobody realized that. When that moment hits you, do you have the right mind to face it, to accept it? So that Bodhisattva, he's very young. He still have kids and family. He feels like he have so many things to achieve and complete. But for every one of us, we need to think when that moment arises immediately, do we have the mind to accept it and face it?
很难哦，我们对我们自己的生命对我们这个身体真的是还蛮执着的，哦，就像我最近感冒嘛，我就一直擤鼻涕，我就觉得说好讨厌啊，一直擤鼻涕很不舒服。可是当我换一个想法，像换一个念头的时候，我也就觉得说啊。 感冒也是因缘嘛，齁。那另外一个想法就是说，我把它当成在消业障。为什么？诶，然后除了在消业障外，也在练习看嘛，看我的功夫齁，练习到哪里齁。如果还是随时因为这种小小身体的不舒服，哇，你的心就一直跟着在那边讨厌啊，不喜欢啊，哦，你表示，哎，我之前我们讲说，哦，我们有多用功，然后有我的方法用得很好，在当下你就看到哇，如如实实的，你就不是那个样子，对不对？哦，然后别人说，哎，我什么都可以放下，可是真的到这一刻的时候，你还是觉得想要喜欢，想要把不喜欢的改变成喜欢的状态。只是身体的不舒服，你会看到我们的心是如此的执着，哦哦，如此的执着。然后这也让我想到说，哎，当我们面对到身体，比如说有现在很多人就是会得很重大的疾病，然后在最后那个疾病的过程可能都是需要透过很多医疗的过程，然后有比如说得癌症好了那癌症是很不舒服的，师父也是这样嘛他做治疗的时候，他曾分享就是说他那个痒痒到他想要怎样在地上打滚这是多么不舒服的一种现象可是他在讲这件事情的时候，他就不只是把它当成一件事情在讲，而且他好像在讲别人的事情，他不是在讲自己可是他知道身体的状况，身体的感觉是这样，可是怎样，他并没有真的在地上打滚啊可是我们如果真的是已经养成那样子必须在地上打滚的状态，我们还能够这么淡定吗还能用得上方法吗真的就是完全全全每一个因缘现象发生在我们身上的时候，我们是不是真的把它拿来当成是练习借镜验心和借镜练心的因缘，还是我们把它当成是一种烦恼？
So I just talked about our body. It's very hard to get rid of the attachment to our body. So I want to take Sofa should take her experience as an example. So Fashu was sick and caught a cold, and she has to sneeze with a runny nose, and she just felt very uncomfortable. And then she realizes that, with all her diligent practice, she was able to understand that it is causes and conditions. And on the other side, it's the manifestation of bad karma. And so it really takes diligent practice. So in ordinary times, when you're healthy, you don't realize that. But when you're sick, you just have so many thoughts of, oh, this is uncomfortable. This is, I hate this. I don't like this. And all your diligent work manifests at that moment. Are you able to use that moment as your practice? So we have so much attachment for our body. In nowadays, more and more people, they're getting terminal illness, such as cancer or other terminal diseases. And they feel so much pain. They are in huge pain and suffering. So our Shifu Master Shen Yan once shared. So he was in so much pain and itch that he wants to roll on the floor. But for him, he was able to he was account for the event as if it's somebody else's situation. He knows this is his body's situation, but he didn't roll on the floor. So when those conditions happen to us, those illness and uncomfortable, when they happen to us, happen to our body, and it is really an environment to test our mind and to practice our mind. So, and it is an opportunity for us to see if we're able to deal with it with vexation or the mind to practice.
好，这边也可以举两个例子哦。师父在他的开示里面有提到过的，有第一个例子就是说，过去有一个禅师，他很有修行，然后一个皇上一个皇帝就很想见他、哦、可是他就派了侍者、哦、去找这个禅师说，诶，皇帝、哦、他想要见你的面，可是那个禅师就拒绝、哦、他不想去、哦、然后皇帝再派第二次再派还是一样想要说服这个禅师去见他，那个禅师就想说，如果他只是要见我的面就好了，哦，我人不去，我把我的头给他好了，哦，那所以禅师已经准备好，哦，说我人就是不去，你要去的话就把我的头取去，哦，那这个侍者就回去报告那个禅师说，啊，这个禅师就是不怎，就是不来，哦，他说如果你要的话，把我头头拿去给皇帝看就好了，那皇帝看他的头有什么用、哦、对不对？没有用嘛，他主要是要见那个皇那个禅师，可能想要请教他，或是想要比如说利用他来比如说做修行这样的一件事情、哦、可是那个禅师就是不去、哦、他就讲那个侍者就是说，哦，这个禅师可能已经准备好要把头给你了，哦，可是他人就是不来，他这个禅师一定是非常非常有修行的人，哦，可是如果说换成是你那个是禅师，你是那个禅师的时候，你愿意吗？就把头给他？我们不愿意吗？我们可能大部分都不愿意哈、哦，我们可能还是很珍惜我们这个老命，对不对？哈。
So I want to give you two examples. One is the story of a Chan Master. So the Chan Master is renowned, and he have a lot of achievements. And the Emperor wants to see him face to face. And so the Emperor asked his servants to come see the Chan Master. The first time the Chan Master just rejected. And the second time, so the Emperor is very persistent. He just asked the attendant, the servant, to come the second time to invite. And the Chan Master said, if the Emperor wants to see me face to face, I can cut off my head and you can bring it to the emperor. I just don't want to go. So the servants come back and told the emperor. So for the emperor, the head is useless. The emperor probably wants to ask the Chan Master something. But the Chan Master is ready. He's like, I am ready to let go of my head. I just don't want to see the emperor. So that's the practice of a Chan Master. They are ready any moment to let go of their head, their life. So for us ordinary sentient beings, if we're in this, put in this situation, it's very hard for us to imagine to let go a part of our body, to let go of our head and give it out.
那还有另外一个就是的例子，也是有一个禅师，他什么东西都可以不要，结果另外一个禅师来拜访他的时候，因为那个禅师常就是就关在自己的官房里面，在自己的小屋子里面用功，可是那个禅师来拜访他的时候，他就是不出来，可是在那个官房里面，那个禅师里面，他有一个钵放在外面，可能就是有居士都会供养他，所以那个来拜访他的那个禅师就说，你再不出来，我要把你的钵打破，那你们猜怎么样？他就赶紧出来说，什么东西都可以打破，就是我的钵不能打破啊。这是怎样？他钵不能打破，那个钵是用来什么？吃饭的嘛，吃饭是为了什么？是活，为活着，他为了修行，他觉得说他维持他的色身，所以他要吃饭，这也没有错嘛，对不对？可是到最后他执着的是什么？吃饭这件事情，要维持色身这件事情，所以他有没有真的放下？所以他连身外的东西都没有办法放下，就一个钵，他放不下。
So the second example, excuse me, we have a Chan master that's visiting another Chan master. So this Chan master, enclosed himself in this little room and he's practicing very diligently and he is able to let go of everything. And the other Chan master, visited him and the original, the host Chan master don't want to come out. And the visiting Chan master basically saw there's a bowl that the hosting Chan master put outside his practicing room. So he just yelled, if you don't come out, I will break this bowl. And what did the hosting Chan master do? He come out immediately. So he is able to let go of a lot of things, but he can't stand that, tolerate that his bowl will be broken. Why? Because he uses his bowl to eat meals to maintain his physical body going and living. So he still have attachment to eating, the attachment to maintaining his physical body. So has he really letting go of, has he let go of everything yet? No, like he doesn't even let go of this material thing that's outside his body.
所以我们在修行的过程里面，其实就是要不断的，不断去检视我们在执着的到底是什么，我们在放不下的到底是什么在放不下的到底是什么东西。比如说我换成是你好了，我们可能说你把我们可能平常都在练习布施，然后练习给予嘛那我们要给可能很简单可是真的要给到 你很在意的东西哦的时候，我们可以来进看看，哎，我到底在执着放不下的是什么？哦，那物质上的东西可能还容易，可是有时候我们很在意的是什么？面子问题，对不对？哈，除了物质上的东西，我们很多时候是我们心里的在意放不下，我们的念头放不下，我们的面子放不下。这里其实要讲到毁誉啊，哈，我们可能常常因为这个融入，哈，毁誉，哈，很容易受到。比如说人家骂你一下，人家误会你一下，你的心里的感受是什么？不服气，然后怎样？生气，然后就会觉得说，为什么他要冤枉我？是不是这样子？齁，然后骂你一句，骂你两句，齁，误会你一下，讲你一下。哦，你可能心里人家可能讲了两句，你在心里可能已经起了多少啊？已经开始起大浪了，对不对？齁，所以我们很多的时候，除了物质上的东西，我们在练习的时候，还要反观到我们自己的念头，我们的心里面。齁，所以师父其实也有举到他自己的例子，齁，他说。我觉得师父也蛮幽默的，当他在讲这个开始的时候，他也说他可能没有那个本领说人家要我的头我就给他，他可能那个时刻到了，他还不知道他舍不舍得把自己的头给别人啊，齁，可是他说他可以练习到说别人骂他，他没有感觉，不会觉得别人是在骂他，你即使骂上两个小时都没有关系，他不会觉得说那个人是在骂我。那可是我们常常不会，别人可能一句话蹦出来，一个眼神一个态度让你觉得不舒服的时候，你已经开始怎样，开始起心动念很大的，对不对？齁，还说两个小时，你有可能站在那里让人家这样就这样骂两个小时吗？可能没办法，对不对？齁，因为你把所有他讲的那个东西都贴上是我，对不对？
So when we observe our practice, have we actually letting go and putting down? So there are a couple of things that we can observe. One thing is, if we were able to be giving and donating, and if we were able to be giving out things that we really care about, and if we were able to be letting go and putting down things that we care about. And it's not only material things that we care about. Another thing is we want to observe is the mental, things that we care about. For us, a lot of us care about, to save face, to be respected. And when we deal with praise, when we deal with blame, when we deal with people misunderstanding us, a lot of us, we will feel angry. We will feel like, why do you even do this? Why do you blame me? It, for us, it's relatively easy to letting go and giving away material things. But if we try to observe those more mental side, the more focus on our mind, and then we will see that it's very hard to do. So Master Sheng Yin is very humorous. He said he may not be able to let go of his head like the story in the other Chan Master, but he's very humorous. It's he basically said that, you know, his practice is such that people could blame him and say curses at him for 2 hours straight, and then he won't have any feeling. And this is actually very hard for us, you know, ordinary sentient beings. Other people, they have one sentence, or even if they don't say anything, you know, they have one this eye contact, and then you start, your mind start racing and started judging. So it's very hard. So for 2 hours straight, for ordinary people, we will just feel like, oh, they're against us. Every sentence is directed at us. But for Shifu, he is able to get rid of himself and won't have any feeling if people scold him.
这讲的是比较负面，人家骂你吼，一定不舒服嘛。那如果换成人家赞叹你，啊，给你甜言蜜语的时候呢，我们心肠就这样怎么样，飞起来了，是不是？那这跟骂你有没有不一样？我们的心是不是也动了？对不对？哦，所以你只要有讨厌的、喜欢的，其实都一样的，都一样的，都是要练习放下，不管它是自己喜欢的或是自己讨厌的。
So this is from the more negative aspect of the situation. Now if we reverse the situation, what about people who praise us, who makes us feel comfortable, who would say sweet words? Does this make difference? Like, so for a lot of us, we'll feel so comfortable when people praise us and say something complimentary and sweet. But this is no difference from having hatred for people who blame us. So for us, we need to practice letting go and putting down. We need to put down these rising thoughts of these attachments for these things, both positive and negative.
所以呢，好坏都要放下，有分别的都要放下，从身外的事物，到我们自己身体上的感受，心理上的念头反应，都要能够把它放下，尤其在禅修的时候，我们要能够练习，在修行的时候把这些事情，尤其是在精进用功的时候能练习把这些都放下来，然后完全一心一意的来用功，这样你真正的才能够得到禅修真正的利益。否则我们在想说我们的心啊都还在执着，还在分别的时候，我们说我们 有在用功，有啦，还是有在用功，散心的用功，但还是有用，我们的状态如果真的是这样，散心的用功还是有它的功用的。可是我们真的如果说是想要真正的从禅修里面得到利益的，我们要练习先决条件，我们的前行方便哦，而且马做好，练习放下，放下妄想，放下妄念，放下执着，也愿意，我们在禅堂里面，我们常常就是把怎样，把你的身体交给谁，对，把你的身体交给蒲团，把你的生命交给谁，护法龙天，我们在禅修就是不管了，你就只是一心一意全身心的用方法就是了。
So that's what we need to focus on practicing, whether physical or mental. We practice to not have thoughts and responses arising, and letting go and putting down everything, and totally one single-mindedly focus on practicing, that's when we get the most benefits of Chan. So even though, like, when we have our wandering thoughts, if we practice Chan, we still get a teeny little bit of the benefit. But to get the most benefit out of Chan practice, what we need to do is to fulfill this prerequisite for Chan practice. When we are sitting on the cushion, we let go of our wandering thoughts and attachment. We give our body to the cushion, and we give our mind and life to the Dhamma protectors, and we just focus on the practice itself. That's when we get the most benefit.
好，所以练习哈，比如说你的方法主要是话头的，一定听过这句话：打的念头死，虚如法生活。有没有听过？所以这些打的念头死，要死的是什么？不是你这个身体啊，哈，是我们这个贪生怕死的心。好，还有主要就是什么？要打死的是什么？我们的攀缘心。哦，所以我们要能够怎样？愿意用这样子把心，哈，完全的就是放在一句话头上，然后用这句话头来帮助我们断下一切的妄境，然后放下对身心所有执着，这样子我们真正才可以从这个参禅，这个参禅其实主要也就是在讲话头的方法，从参禅这样子一个功夫得到真正的受用。那
好，So when we were practicing Hua Tou, one of the sayings that we usually have is only after you kill and totally extinguish your rising thoughts can your Dharma body survive and be alive. So when we practice, we want to get rid of that grasping and letting go and putting down. That's when we get the benefit of practicing.
好，这边讲几位以前祖师大德分享的他们的参与临济义玄禅师他有讲到无一心念希求佛果若欲作业求佛，佛是生死大造。我们参禅，我们想要修行，想成佛的嘛，对不对？是不是？还是你修行没有想要成佛？没有想要成佛哦？那你修行的目的是什么？不管你的目的是什么，成佛应该是我们最究竟的的目标嘛。可是当你在修行的时候，你连这个最究竟的目标，这个心念，这个念头都要怎样？放下。否则佛是生死大造诶，对你来讲没有帮助。因为我们都还是在怎样，这里讲的作业求佛的意思是什么？我们都还是在对有所求，而且这个作业你都还是在造作，有一个我在那里说你要做成佛这件事情，它一定是什么？还有所谓的业在那边，还有一个我在那边造作，所以最后再讲了，凡造善恶诸业都是生死终始。所以如果你还有一个我想要做修行，想要做佛都还是在攀缘所以最主要就是要让我们练习放下攀缘心。如果你攀缘心还在，你都永远还是在生死当中，即使你在做修行这件事情。 哦，可是这一定对我们现在的凡夫来讲，一定是坚持的。你要马上放下我，反正告诉我说，没有我也没有修行这一件事情啊。如果你做不到，你就说我可以做到，那是怎样大妄语？你也不真正的是知道你自己的状况，哦，所以我们在做修行之前，在做修行这件事情的时候，我们一定要很清楚，哦，我们最后要达到的目标是这个，可是也要认清我们现下自己的状况，自己的因缘，哦，然后用适合我们现在当下因缘的方法引导我们走到最后，哦，那在这整个过程无非不断的在练习，每个阶段放下放下放下放下，最后做到，哦，你连成佛的念头都没有，才是真正的在做修行了，哦。
So about putting down and letting go, I want to share more ancient Chan masters. So they have a saying that, you know, so this is about the non-arising of thoughts. So it basically says,There's no mind that you want to attain Buddhahood. And so this is Ling Ji, Yi Xuan, Master, Venerable Yi Xuan. So he has another saying, if you're trying, you know, you're still grasping for to becoming Buddha,then Buddha is forecasting something fatal. So what he is talking about is in order to truly letting go and putting down, even so as practitioner becoming Buddha and attain Buddhahood to become enlightened, this is our ultimate goal.But in order to letting go and putting down, this one thought needs to go also. So because for us, we keep grasping. And so we need to put every thought down. And for ordinary sentient being practitioners, there's different stages of letting go, of putting down. So...We need to essentially letting go of self. But if you're in the beginning stage, you say, oh, I let go of myself. That's just crazy talk. So for us, we need to realize, we need to start practicing and letting go of small things.Little by little, and then in the end, even the goal of attain Buddhahood, attain enlightenment, we will be able to let go.
好，用师父在讲放下的一个一段文字哈，来跟大家做今天的结语哈。师父讲，真正的放下是不认为自己已经放下，也不认为自己放不下，而是应该担起的责任和义务照样去做。所以放下的意思不是什么都没有，也不是什么都不要，而是没有想到说这是我的，这不是我的，这不是我想要的，这是我需要的，哦，所以对自己来讲，成佛的念头也要放下，哦，而是把所有的因缘当成是拿来利益众生、利益社会、弘扬佛法的事情，哦，好坏念头、种种执着都要放下，哦，连成佛的这个念头都要放下，这个容不容易做到？可是可不可以试试看？可以。
So I want to conclude by sharing something that Shifu talks about. The to truly let go, to truly put down, it's not just think the self has the capability of letting go. It is nor thinking that the self cannot let go. It is realizing that anything that is needed, anything that needs responsibility and contribution, then I will go do it. And so to letting go, it doesn't mean there is nothing and there's nothing I want, I need. But instead, it means in your mind, there is no such thing as this is mine, that is not mine, this is not something I want, that thing is something that I have to have, I have to possess. So we let go of all these thoughts, even the thoughts of attaining enlightenment and Buddhahood, we need to let go. This is truly letting go. So this is very hard to do, but we should give it a try.
好，今天就跟大家分享到这边。那下礼拜呢，我们会讲到下一个段落，就是讲各个立地成佛这个段落。
So today we will conclude here, and next week we will talk about everyone can instantly become a Buddha.